Thank you and welcome back. All right, a lot of you sat down to a big Christmas dinner yesterday, and unless you've taken your own animal off the ranch and butchered, slaughtered, processed it yourself, there is no way of ignoring the changes that have occurred to the allocation of the consumer's beef dollar in the supply chain. Opinion from RCAF CEO Bill Bullard.
Well, for many years, we've analyzed the relationship between retail beef prices and cattle prices and how the share of the consumer's beef dollar is allocated to each segment of the beef supply chain, which includes the live cattle segment, the packer segment, and the retailer segment. So let's look at how the marketplace allocated the live cattle segment's share of each consumer beef dollar. Now, the live cattle segment is the segment that makes by far the largest contribution to the final beef product. Now, the only ingredient in beef is cattle, and it is the live cattle segment that must maintain a mother cow herd year-round, breed them, and then raise the resultant calves for 15 to 24 months before they're ready for slaughter. So the live cattle segment's contribution to the final beef product is measured in years. The contribution made by the other two segments, the packers and the retailers, is measured only in weeks due to the perishable nature of beef. And since it makes the largest contribution to the final beef product, one would naturally assume that the largest share of the consumer's beef dollar would be allocated to the live cattle segment. So let's take a look. I have data beginning from 1980. And from 1980 through 1994, the live cattle segment, as we would expect, received the majority of the consumer's beef dollar. In fact, in 1980, the live cattle segment received a vast majority, 63%. And that means the packers and the retailers together shared the remaining 37% of the consumer's beef dollar. But since 1995, the year after NAFTA went into effect, and for the next 16 years, the live cattle segment received only a minority of the consumer's beef dollar. And it wasn't until the widespread drought from late 2010 to early 2013 accelerated the contraction of our U.S. cow herd, which shrunk supplies relative to the strong demand, that the cattle industry again received the majority share of the consumer's beef dollar. But this reprieve was short-lived. During only the narrow five-year period from 2011 through 2015, did the live cattle segment again receive the majority share of the consumer's beef dollar. And it ranged from slightly over 50% until 2015, when it increased to slightly under 56%. And then beginning in 2016, it all went south again. In 2021, just four decades from when the live cattle segment received 63% of the consumer's beef dollar, the allocation of those dollars was flipped on its head. That year, the live cattle segment received only 37% of the consumer's beef dollar, and the packers and retailers together shared the vast majority, 63% of the beef dollar. For nine more years, the live cattle segment received only a minority share, and it wasn't until well after the more recent widespread drought, which began in mid-2020, and which again accelerated the decades-long contraction of the U.S. cow herd, that the live cattle segment once again received the majority share of the consumer's beef dollar. And that was in 2024. The share then was only slightly above 50%. Now, data show that the live cattle segment's share has been over 50% during the first 8 months of 2025. So let's summarize. Before NAFTA, which was three decades ago, the live cattle segment received the vast majority of the consumer's beef dollar. But for the three decades after NAFTA, there was only two periods when the live cattle sector again received the majority share. The first was during the five-year period following the drought that started in 2010, and the second was last year and this year following the drought that had begun in 2020. So what does this tell us? Well, it tells us that during the pre-NAFTA years, when there was far less market concentration and far less globalization, the competitive market allocated to the live cattle segment its competitive majority share of the consumer beef dollar. But during the three decades after NAFTA, while the marketplace was highly concentrated and the U.S. was entering numerous free trade agreements, something was interfering with the overall competitiveness of the marketplace. And the live cattle segment's rightful share of the consumer beef dollar was redirected to the packers and retailers. And the only two exceptions during the past three decades occurred when our U.S. cattle inventory was shocked by acute climatic conditions that accelerated the decades-long contraction of the live cattle segment. In other words, the marketplace, from the cattle producer all the way to the consumer, is fundamentally broken. And the only time it functions properly is when it is confronted with a significant market shock. A market shock so severe that the supply-demand equation becomes extremely imbalanced. With that, have a productive week. Thank you.
The opinion of Bill Bullard, RCAF USA CEO. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.